brought to you by Penguin.
Becoming Molly May, written and read by Molly May Haig. Introduction, An Extraordinary Life. Growing up, I always used to say to my mum that it scared me, the idea of not making the most of my life. I remember having this conversation with her so many times. I tell her how fearful I was of growing old, sitting in my rocking chair and regretting that I'd not done more. I wanted to be able to look back and tell my grandkids I did things that were completely out of the ordinary. I did crazy, big things. Now, don't get me wrong. Now that I'm older, I know just how there is nothing at all wrong with an ordinary life. I know a lot of people would love a life that could be called that. And in many ways, it's the everyday parts of my life, the times when I'm at home, curled up on the sofa in front of a film, that make me the happiest today. But looking back, that was my way of expressing as a kid that I wanted to live a life that I wanted to create my own path. And that desire has shaped so many of my choices, for better or worse. I've always been drawn to doing the unexpected thing, whether that was entering pageants, going to fashion school in London, even having my lips done at a young age. More on how I feel about that later. But last but not least, starting to build a career on social media. I've always felt the impulse to do more, achieve more, experience more. I never wanted to do just what other people expected for me. And now I'm living a life I still can't believe. But what you see online can only tell half the story. In this book, for the first time, I want to share it all with you, revealing the highs, lows, and everything in between, online and off. From getting my start on social media and becoming an influencer, to finding myself on that island, building a business empire and juggling work and love all in the glare of the spotlight. I'll tell you what's really gone on, how I've felt and the lessons I've learned, and I'm still learning. At 23, I'm definitely a work in progress, and I want to share with you all I've gone through in my life up to this point. I'll reveal the things that I've dealt with along the way, from my friendships and my body image worries to relationship stress and online trolls. I'll show you just how I've managed to get myself back in balance each time, work hard, and create a life I love, categorically. I want this book to make you laugh, make you think, make you feel inspired, and most of all, make you realise that you too can achieve your dreams. First steps. A little girl with big dreams. My parents always used to say that the way I look at life doesn't come from them. My mum used to joke, "Molly's not ours, she's the milkman's child," because it just wasn't really normal in my family to have all this ambition, to have these big dreams. But then there was my Auntie Jackie. I often say that a lot of my ambition came from my Auntie Jackie. That's my dad's sister. She really was someone who I truly looked up to when I was growing up. She had an incredible job. She drove an incredible car, a Porsche. She had an incredible house. She was always draped in Louis Vuitton bags and designer clothes. My mum says that I definitely got my love for the nicer things in life from my auntie. And she was always seeing really successful guys. Plus, she was just beautiful. With long blonde hair, she really looked after herself. But the fancy clothes and bags and cars weren't the reasons I admired Jackie. I looked up to her because she taught me that you could do it for yourself. Jackie was an accountant, which is what gave her this great lifestyle. When I looked at my auntie, I knew that's the life I want to live. I want to be like her when I'm older. I want to have money of my own. I want to be an independent, strong woman. Even as a child, I just knew that whatever I ended up doing, it needed to be big and out of the ordinary. And though they might not necessarily want all the same things from life as I do, my family have always been so understanding and supportive of that. They've let me be myself and supported me in so many ways, which I'm so grateful for. As you'll see, they've really helped me get started, first as an influencer and later as I grew my business. But to start, let's go back a bit earlier. Family time. I was born in 1999 in Stevenage, Hertfordshire, at Lister Hospital, with a distinctive strawberry birthmark on my forehead. And no, I don't have it anymore. I grew up in Hitchin, another town in Hertfordshire, and lived in the same house almost all my childhood with my mum, Deborah, dad, Stephen, and sister Zoe, who's 3 years older than me. My parents met working in the police. They've both had long careers with the Hertfordshire Police Force. My mum started as a police officer, then worked in the control room answering 999 calls, while my dad ended up as an inspector before retiring from the police. I've always loved telling people that they were police officers, and I'm super proud that those were their jobs. My family is so small. No cousins, only one living grandparent, just tiny. Both my grandparents on my dad's side died when I was really young, while my mother's dad died when she was only 24. When I talk on Instagram about how small our
sample complete. Ready to continue?